أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. We're going to begin today looking at Ayatul Birr, which is ayah number 177 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Suffice it to say that the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever acts in accordance with this one ayah has perfected his iman. The ayah in essence is a comprehensive, a 360 degree look at who is a righteous, who is a good Muslim. Often as Muslims, when we benchmark righteousness, we look at it from two different angles. One end of the spectrum is where we see someone who follows all the laws of fiqh, the dietary laws, the laws of clothing, they do all the amals, regular attendees at the mosque, pray Salatul Jama'ah, but may not follow all the ethical laws, their moral obligations towards other human beings, honesty, fairness, family orientated, no ghibah, no hurting anyone. As far as rituals are concerned, they're absolutely perfect at them. And we may coin them or we may address them as religious. They may be extremely judgmental and deem everyone who do not follow the rituals like they do as hypocrites, as bad Muslims. On the other extreme, we have another definition of righteousness or goodness. We have those who say that they're good people, honest, fair, don't hurt anyone, give charity, help people, but do not pray, do not fast. Do not think they have an obligation to pay zakah. Do not think they have to go for hajj. After all, they say, God looks at our hearts. We're good. So we have two definitions of righteousness, goodness, or birr as such. So we have the ethical, the moral definition of goodness. And then we have the religious or ritualistic definition of goodness. So if we were to define them, we would say, oh, that's a good Muslim, and that's a good human being. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives his view, the perfectly balanced view of who is a good Muslim, a righteous Muslim, one who has reached or is striving to reach his or her full potential, as mapped out by divinity. So before we go into the ayah, let's first look at what the word birr means. Now the word birr comes from the Arabic word barr, which means land. And that is in contrast to bahr, which means ocean or sea. Barr or land denotes stability and security, while the ocean is unstable. When we are in the ocean or the sea, we're at the mercy of the waves. And the Arabs sort of put together righteousness and goodness with land because it is stable, it is secure, and evil with the ocean, which is unstable. Now from the same root word comes bar, which is a good person, a righteous person. And the plural of bar is abrar. Used many times in the Quran. For example, Surah Al Imran, ayah 193, in the dua where we say, Rabbana innana sami'na munadiyan yunadi lil iman an aminu bi rabbikum fa'amanna Rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir anna sayyi'atina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Our Rabb, we have heard the caller calling us to iman, saying, believe in your Rabb. So we did believe. Our Rabb, forgive us our faults, cover our evil deeds, and make us die with the righteous ones. In Surah Al-Infitar, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ. This is ayah 13. The abrar, the righteous ones, are in bliss. But here the word is birr, the concept of righteousness, goodness. So the individual Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing here is the individual that is goodness in the form of a human being. So now let's look when this ayah was revealed. This ayah was revealed after the ayah that instructed the Muslims to change their Qibla, to change their direction of Salah from Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem to the Kaaba in Mecca. So let's now look at the background. When the Prophet ﷺ was amongst the Meccans and he prayed towards Jerusalem, he used to keep the Kaaba between himself and Jerusalem. After the Hijra in Medina, the Prophet continued to face Masjid al-Aqsa, but it meant that his back was towards the Kaaba. Often the Muslims in Medina were taunted that they didn't have a Qibla of their own. And the Muhajireen, those who were from Mecca, found it uncomfortable to have their backs towards the Kaaba. Yet they had loyalty towards Rasulullah. It was approximately 17 months later that Ayah 144 of Surah Al-Baqarah is revealed in Masjid al-Qiblatain, the Masjid of the two Qiblas, and the Prophet is told to turn towards Mecca. Now ensues a long drawn out controversy and a conflict in the public. The Ahlul Kitab in Medina tried to cause discord by now saying that does that mean that you were wrong for the last 17 months? The Ansar find it difficult, for they have been praying towards Jerusalem all their lives, and now they have to turn themselves so their back is towards Jerusalem. And as is common in all of us, sometimes in life we forget what the bigger picture of religion is all about, and we get caught up in the smaller detail, so much so that we spend our entire lives disputing about the he said, she said, you said, and we forget what the bigger picture is all about. And in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the overall big picture of what our lives should be about, who we should be as human beings, and what He regards as His most perfect creation. So before the next talk, it would be awesome if you could memorize just one section of this ayah. لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. Repeat it with me. لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. 9 words. لَيْسَ, not. بِر, goodness or righteousness. أَن, that. تُوَلُّوا, to turn. Wujuhakum, your faces. Qibalal, qibla or direction. Mashriq, east. Wa, and. Al-Maghrib, the west. Let us end with the dua. Rabbana aynana sami'na munadiyan yunadi lil iman. An aminu bi rabbikum fa'amanna. Rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana. Wa kaffir anna sayyatina. Wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Inshallah, we will continue with the first part of the ayah in the next talk.